So we started out being all appreciative about how you put Blaze to sleep tonight, and I actually was able to stay up and, you know, clean up the kitchen and just stay up in general.
Yeah, and I was saying that was good for you, and you were acknowledging that that's what I've wanted you to do for like 5 years.
True. Because
we're talking about your attachment with him.
Yes, yes, because I said that I was always worried about his attachment to me from the very beginning, and worried about screwing that up, never wanting him to cry,
mm-hmm.
which really screwed up my attachment to him.
Well, that was from your attachment to him.
Yeah, and that was because of my attachment to him, yeah. And then that attachment both ways just deteriorated. And now we're rebuilding, we're finally getting to a good place again.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't deteriorate as in the attachment went away. It's that it was too intense, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and I was overwhelmed by it and just like screaming my head off like a crazy person. Well,
I'm
going to say like a crazy person. That sounds judgy or something, but just...
No, I think you could say that.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Outside observer.
And in some of my not best moments, I probably even said, "You're fucking crazy."
Yes, you did. It was not very funny. Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to help you a lot, and
no.
You refused my help because you didn't want him to cry or something. And it was so hard for me because I wanted to be close to him.
No, I'm sorry.
I wasn't able to be very often because
of
his...
That's not what I meant, though, out of it. I didn't mean to block you two from getting close. I think I just was so worried that him and I weren't going to be close.
Yeah.
You know, or God forbid that he would feel like I didn't love him because I let him cry, and then it got to the point where I really felt like I didn't love him because I was so intertangled and enmeshed and,
and
overwhelmed
with the
attachment.
Exhausted. The attachment that you had created.
Exactly. It's like I created this attachment that was just like so unhealthy. Sorry. It was hard for all of us.
Yeah.
And we're still working at it.
I mean, somehow that was your karma with child raising or something, though. Right.
Yeah, I guess
like
so.
Like your stuff to work through.
Yeah.
And his.
Yeah. I feel like his life can only be happier from here on out, since with how intense and ugly it's been in some moments.
Yeah, but he has a lot of beautiful moments too, and life is difficult at times, not just when you're young. Don't worry, he's got more sad moments ahead.
I hope not.
We all do, unfortunately.
Yeah. What were you saying earlier about how you that I was doing a great job?
You want to get this on record?
Yeah. I can refer back to it when you're pissed off at me, or when I need a moment of glory, or a moment of happiness and support.
I don't remember what I was saying.
I do.
I remember what you were saying. Yeah. I remember what I was saying. Yeah, I was saying that I think you're a fantastic mom a lot of the time. You know, and when I see you like bringing other neighborhood kids home here to play in our tiny living room and tiny house while I'm trying to work, that I think like, man, that is a really loving woman.
No, so it's driving me crazy. I'm trying to work.
No, I was kind of making a little bit of a joke there. But no, I think it's super cool. You're so kind to all those children. You know, and you take on a lot. You're taking kids to go get ice cream all the time, or to the park, or the skate park, or to Knoebels, or you know, I think that's really sweet. And that you know, it takes a lot of energy, and not everyone has that kind of energy that you have, and it's awesome.
Well, I didn't take them there yet. I'm just thinking about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is nice to hear that. It's like maybe I'm just looking for recognition or something.
Yeah. But
sometimes I do just feel like I'm not living up to my own expectations. We were talking about his cursing and everything. This is it almost seems like the final piece of like us getting to maybe the other side of how intense this has been or something. Like, this is the final piece, or maybe it's not. Maybe this is the piece that's transitioning with us into like, this is okay, we don't have to make such a big deal about it. Like, some little kids just curse and some parents are okay with that. Can we be one of those parents? You know,
or that it's gonna get worse and he's gonna be the next Unabomber.
It's not funny. This is true. Like, no, it's scary sometimes. You're right. That's why sometimes I feel like I want to take it serious, but sometimes it feels like when you take it too seriously, it can become something serious though too, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, why don't we just laugh about it? Yeah, why don't we practice? I hear you. Why don't we try that option? We haven't done that. We're always getting pissed off.
I mean, I don't know. I don't always get pissed off.
I usually do. Maybe not pissed off every time, but that's one of the extreme emotions I felt with it.
Yeah.
I think I'm mainly just like, come
so
on.
So you were talking about at Penn's Cave and how he was like, you were embarrassed being in public, or he was just pissing you off because it's something about the backpack?
Well, there were like adults like right near me, the table next to me and him, mm-hmm. but I don't know. I think I also just kind of got to the point where I didn't want to wait around an hour for the next tour to start.
Yeah.
The food I was like not very happy with, and I was just kind of ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he was like, I tried to grab his backpack or something, and he had his hand on it, and he's like, get off my fucking backpack or something like that. And I was like, okay, we're leaving. It was like kind of like my easy out, you know? And I was aware of like, am I doing this because I feel embarrassed because of the people next to me in case they heard? I think it was a combination of everything.
Yeah. I feel like if I'm in public, it makes me even more likely to, I don't know if laugh about it is true, but not take it as seriously, not get as mad about it.
Yeah, I'm better at that. I'm getting better at that.
And just, I don't know, kind of, you know, maybe laugh it off a little bit, just not make a big deal about it.
That's moments where I definitely won't make eye contact with people. Like, I usually try to make eye contact with people to be friendly, and then those moments, I try my best not to make eye contact with people because I'm afraid I'm going to see like judging eyes on me or something. Yeah,
because you're feeling shame, or you're having fear about feeling shame or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. It's good to let go of that though.
And just make eye contact with people, or just not think about it.
Just like, he's just a kid. It's really not that big a deal.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like everybody has to deal with it. It doesn't make it any easier for a parent or whatever, for people to, if they're down on it or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty funny. He's got a mouth on him, though. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's pretty funny. Yeah, he also just, he keeps saying things like, it just shows how aware he is of everything. When like, some of the stuff he says lately, mm-hmm. I was like, how did you know that? How did you put that together?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I shouldn't say that, because then it's like kind of like questioning how smart he is or something, questioning his intelligence. But it's like, I am just so surprised. Not surprised. I don't know. I'm just. No. It's like I don't know until I know, like, what he knows, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like, I don't know everything he knows, but he knows a lot more than I know he knows, you know,
mm-hmm.
or than I think I know that he knows, you know.
Yeah.
He's a very intelligent being.
Yeah.
And some people say cursing is a sign of intelligence. Have you heard that one before?
That's funny.
I think it's true.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah, that's why I swear. Come on, you knew that.
I may have heard that before.
You know, I've been trying not to as well. Sometimes I do it. Yeah, he definitely repeats me, though, like, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Like, he says that, and I'm like, he's definitely heard me say that.
Yeah, or even, are you fucking kidding me? That's mostly what he says.
I don't know if I've heard that one recently.
What?
Have you?
No, maybe you're right. Maybe he's just said, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah, he does have very adult ways of expressing his frustration. Yes. With stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
And he gets frustrated with lots of stuff.
<He does. laughs> Yeah, but did you notice that since
he's not afraid to let you know about it.
But since he's been going to bed earlier, did you already notice a difference? Because I have.
Well, I've noticed him getting super tired at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Is what I've noticed, right?
Well, he was already getting tired between 3 and 5. That was already happening. That was like his, like, almost like witching hour. Like, okay, yeah. We've got to keep him awake now. Or go right to nap. Or quiet time or something.
Mm-hmm.
That was already a thing. But now, he seems happier. And it feels like less, I don't know, is the word dramatic? Or just less intense or...
No, I think it's
he just
good.
Seems more like even keel or something, like more.
Yeah, well, it's good for us too, because yeah. We get to stay up a little bit without it becoming like super late.
Yeah. Yeah, well, tonight I was actually able to stay up and everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I've just been getting up after like sleeping for an hour or sleeping for a couple hours, and then I think I get even more tired.
Yeah, maybe so.
It's good to be able to stay up. Yeah, it feels like it's coming to a better place. All of our relationships, as like as a family and individually with each other.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been kind of a long, winding road that you and I have had.
Mm-hmm.
All the places we've lived and trips we've taken. Different homes we've been in.
Yeah. It's been a lot in 6 years.
Truck camper in Mexico. Cuba.
Berlin together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a pretty long one too.
Mm-hmm. Lived with your mom for a month.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Lived in the Leland house after it was your friend's house. We lived there for like, what was it, 3 weeks?
Did we stay there for that long? I don't even remember.
Was it 10 days? For a little while. It was just Blaze and I at one point, because remember, he left. He went somewhere, and then you went somewhere. You went to California. Hmm. It was just Blaze and I.
Chica, come on. You're going to have to go outside, but I don't want Chica to go out.
Chica.
She's kind of like that woman's spirit animal on Coco. Mm-hmm. That big cat that flies.
Mm-hmm, yeah. She totally is. I was just thinking that. She looks very strong and...
Mm-hmm.
Strong and fearless. And
that's why her meows sound a little funny to me, because it seems like it should, like, be a big roar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the cat's going after Coco. We both had to come back here to kind of follow our dreams or something, to find our stability.
Yeah. Well, I think you needed to come home to process some stuff, and I think I needed to go away from home to process some stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense to me. Yeah.
Chica. Hey, you're gonna need to put your cat outside. I know we're in the middle of a podcast, but Chica. Come on.
Alright, let me put her out. Chica. Go outside.
Hey, what's going on?
Some water.
You still rolling over there?
Mm-hmm.
What do we start this show talking about?
I don't remember.
Greenhouses.
That was the last one, I think.
I think that was like 2 ago.
I think you were talking about Blaze and parenting and we're talking about putting him to bed. How do you put him to bed tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is a good phase for us all. This is a long time coming. So let's keep doing that.